Ladies and gentlemen, I believe a radio first. Here on the hottest day of the year so far, since yesterday, we are encouraging people to ring us in with foreign language versions of the Mr. Men books. And here comes Ernie and Rapid with En Francais, Mr. Men.
Monsieur Merlin. Monsieur Merlin était très malin. Il était même le monsieur le plus malin du monde. Et il le savait. Oh, que je suis malin, se répétait-il à longueur de journée. Ils y vont à ma navire.
Superb. It was superb. There's not a dry eye in the house. And you look staggered there, Abby. What a beautiful reading. Now, as soon as I fry, I know it's holding the whole show. We're getting bogged down and there are other fish to fry here, like the connection between cartoons and puppets and rock music. But I must now find my, here we go, on number 628 there, and we'll come back to the next reading, which will be the Hebrew version of the Mr. Men books, as read by the same man, who is obviously very multilingual. Here we go. I'll find this one. Have you got it to hand there, Ernie?
Hebrew is not as good, not quite as fast of my French, so okay, bear with me. This is Mr. Nonsense.
Mr. Nonsense in Hebrew?
Yes.
Who knew we were stumbling upon such a goal when I set this competition? You see, Ella is in charge of the show on Mountain Goats Away, and you can tell Mountain Goats Away, by the way, everyone being pixie-ish. But Ella, who's looking her through there, she went, no one's going to ring in and know that, and now look what we've got. Okay, so, in your own time.
Okay, I love the music.
Yeah.
Ma chatoute, l'or Saval, Meodera, Hagayod, Nahachecha. I'm sorry, I can't go.
Radio first. The first attempted Hebrew reading on a breakfast show of the Mr. Men books. If you are more fluent in Hebrew out there and you have a Mr. Men book, Mr. Mensch. Mr. Mensch. But Ernie, I don't know what we're going to send out. We should send in out something absolutely tremendous.